Well, the soybean market has returned to be kind of the leader of the commodities right now, with a lot of the news focusing on China and trade tensions with China. And that the fact that they're starting to soften quite a bit. Of course, we did see China come in October and promise to buy 12 million metric ton of soybeans from the U.S. By the end of the marketing year, and then buy 25 million metric ton for the next 3 years. And so far, they've lived up to that commitment. They also came in and said they would consider buying another 8 million metric ton this marketing year, which has been kind of verified by some officials in China that that is their idea, is to continue to buy a few more soybeans from the U.S. You got to wonder why, though, when you look at the Brazilian crop being so much cheaper than the U.S. market. But at this point, with a little bit of harvest issues down in Brazil because of rain slowing down the combines and quality issues, that might be part of the reason why you're starting to see China be a little more interested in U.S. soybeans. The other part is, of course, has nothing to do with the economic side of it, but it has to do with trade and relations. And right now, China would rather be on good standing with the U.S. than on the outs. And that might be part of the reason why they're looking to buy this other 8 million metric ton. Of course, for the U.S. to be able to find that 8 million metric ton, we're going to have to get price up to ration supply, or at least ration some crush demand, or also scare away some of the current buyers that we do have in the soybean market. What's interesting, though, is when we look at what the Commitment of Traders report told us here for the second week of February, and that was that the hedge funds came in and they were net buyers of the second highest on record number of contracts for the week. Then the hedge funds came in about 94,316 contracts of soybeans, which, like I said, the second highest on record for that for buying soybeans. That's impressive, as it shows that there's a little bit more interest than just China as far as keeping these soybean markets a little bit on the firmer side.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.